Page 27. Exercise 5. Listen to two people talking about how they cope with disabilities. Who are the speakers? Choose from the people mentioned in sentences A to D in Exercise 4. Speaker 1.
I had to give up my job as a hotel maid to look after Emmanuel because he needs constant care. I feel sad that I can't give them the attention they need because Emmanuel takes up all my time and energy. Luckily, my sister lives nearby and she sometimes looks after him. The most difficult thing for me was accepting that he was different from other children. That was emotionally very hard. I used to feel guilty and angry at the same time. Now I've come to terms with his condition. I love Emmanuel as he is, and I'll do everything I can to help him.
Speaker 2. Everything is challenging for someone who can't see. I've been lucky because my parents are both language teachers, so they taught me at home. Today I have a job as an interpreter, and I am financially independent, which is extremely important for my self-esteem. My social life is complicated because there are many activities that I can't participate in. This makes me suffer more than the practical difficulties of everyday life. Of course, there are a lot of these. I'd say that the most difficult thing is moving around in unfamiliar places, especially in crowded streets. For this reason, I tend to stick to my neighborhood where people know me. There's always someone to offer assistance. And if I have to travel, I ask someone to accompany me.